Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
James, your host, and welcome to the Corsman Cast, the official podcast of Corsman, www.corsman.uni.cc, the core of the Star Wars galaxy.
On Hoth, an Imperial Walker lumbers towards its destiny.
Yes, Lord Vader. You may start your landing.
Did you hear that? Lord Vader is on his way. Hey! Ow! Pay attention! Oh, sorry, I was listening to my favorite podcast. It's called Imperial Holonet Radio. They cover the entire Star Wars galaxy, from news to collecting and books. They even spend time covering topics we want to know about. Where can I find it? All over! They're online at www.ihnradio.com, on iTunes, and on other podcasting sites.
How can you listen to a podcast? We're storming the Rebel base and blasting soldiers.
I always listen to IHN Radio at work.
Target, maximum firepower.
IHN Radio, exploring the Star Wars universe, one listener at a time.
There's not been much in the way of news since the last episode. I only have three articles to bring you today, and the first of these is the Star Wars social networking cards that Lucasfilm have announced. I was very interested by this, as it seems a bit of an odd thing to do. A sort of ID card for Star Wars fans, where you can put your details and give it to other fans that you meet, I don't know, say at celebration events, and then you could stay in contact with them. They cost $29.99 for the smallest quantity, which is 100. But you can also get them in 500 and 1,000. And you can get them at starwars.getsolo.com. Now, the second thing that I'd like to talk to you about is the Lucasfilm presentation at Comic-Con. Now, Steve Sansweet has been giving details about the upcoming Clone Wars TV show, and there's been 25 episodes in various different stages of production, and he says he's seen four of those and have been truly blown away by their cinematic sweep, the storytelling, their visual effects and everything. He also screened the Clone Wars trailer after that. And then he went on to talk about Indiana Jones and the Indiana Jones Lego game coming out soon. Article that I'd like to talk about is the search for the ultimate Star Wars fanboy or girl. ComingSoon.net has released details on an upcoming contest to find the ultimate Star Wars fanboy or girl, which will coincide with the special sneak preview of the movie Fanboys. One lucky winner will have the opportunity to appear in a new scene for the movie and be featured on a special feature in the DVD release. Go to comingsoon.net to enter the contest. Now that's the news, let's go on with the main show.
What happens when two guys get together and talk about whatever comes to their mind?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
A cross between Sonic the Hedgehog and a Pokemon.
It's the Geek Monster.
I'm just making sure you're not stupid.
Well, not much, but it can be entertaining. Join your hosts, Robert and Carl, as they discuss anything from Star Wars to Arnold Schwarzenegger and everything in between.
We're here for an exclusive interview segment with one of the best smugglers in the universe, the one and only Han Solo.
Get out of my butt, you idiot!
It's a chia pet going mad.
Oh my gosh.
Check them out at www.simpletricksandnonsensepodcast.podomatic.com or in iTunes under Simple Tricks and Nonsense. Simple Tricks and Nonsense. The name says it all.
Welcome to the second episode of the Behind the Scenes series. Well, I say series, there's only two episodes, but I don't know. Yeah, anyway. So, last time I was talking to you about normal episodes, but normal episodes are a lot different from interview episodes, which is what I'm going to be giving you a inside look at today. Now, you might think that on the interview episodes, I'm talking directly to the person through, I don't know, Skype or something, but I've never actually had the opportunity to do that so far in every single interview episode. I have sent the questions via email and they have emailed me back the answers recorded on their computer, and I then mix it into the show. Now, you might say, isn't that a bit complicated? Wouldn't it be a lot easier to just simply talk to someone directly? And I actually find that no, it's actually a lot easier to just mix into the show afterwards, because most people that I'm interviewing are in America, obviously with the 4 or 5 hours time difference, it's going to make it very hard to arrange a time when we can both be on Skype, for example. And so it's a lot easier to just get it recorded and then mixed into the show. My first interviewee was, of course, Dustin Roberts, our president of the Star Wars Fan Club, and I helped him in his campaign to become the president of the Star Wars Fan Club, and take my hat off to him. He did a very good job, very interesting answers, and I played my small role in getting him publicised. Not a very big role, really, but, you know, I could say I did my bit. And, of course, my best interview episode out of the three that I have done was, of course, the 30th anniversary of Star Wars episode, where I had 3 guests on the show. Chris from Imperial Holonet Radio, Robert from the Simple Tricks and Nonsense podcast, and the guy from Echo 3 to Echo 7, Tony Gonzalez, as well as Nathan P. Butler, of course. And that was a very good episode. There's some very interesting answers, and I think I mixed it rather well, so it actually did sound like we were all talking to each other, and I was commended by several people on that episode, and it's one of my most downloaded episodes according to my stats that I've got here. It's had 200 or so downloads from people, which I was very surprised at, because I didn't think I had 200 listeners, because stats are telling me that I've only got around 75 listeners subscribed, but obviously subscription is only a small part of people who actually listen. So, yeah, it is actually a lot better to have them record the answers beforehand, then mix in, because they have a chance to actually think of what they're going to say instead of having to make it all up on the spot, and it makes for a more interesting interview, usually. More smoothly, a more smooth ride, shall we say. So, yeah, that's a quick insight into how I put together interview episodes. And before I go, I would just like to say that I'm still looking for that news anchor for Chorus and Cast. So if you do want to be the news anchor, please don't hesitate to email me at webmaster@coruscant.ej.am. And I would also like to say that you can discuss Coruscant Cast at my forums, coruscant.ej.am/forums. Or is it forum? Any one of the two. You can just discuss Coruscant Cast and all the other elements of my site and other things as well outside of Star Wars, TV shows and things. So it's a very good community. There's only about 10 users at the moment, but I hope to expand my user base, hopefully. Anyway, so that's the end of this episode of Chorus and Cast, and I would just like to say that in a week's time I will be heading off for France with my family, and we will be there for 2 weeks, so there won't be an episode for at least another 3 weeks, possibly four. I'd like to apologise for that, but I can't help it. We're going on holiday to France, so don't be disappointed, please. Okay, thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you.
Thank you for listening to Chorus and Cast. May the Force be with you. You can subscribe to Chorus and Cast at the.beatmeller.com/Chorus and Cast or go to www.chorus.uni.cc. Star Wars and all related trademarks are copyright Lucasfilm Limited and its affiliates. Chorus and Cast is not affiliated to Lucasfilm in any way.